had a garden, everything was Jake. Till one day a voice said,
"Pardon, miss, my name is Snake. You see that apple over yonder? Well, if you take a bite, you and Adam both are bound to have some fun tonight. Go on and eat
forbidden fruit.
It's mighty sweet.
Forbidden fruit.
It's quite a treat.
Forbidden fruit.
Go ahead, bite it. Bet you'll be delighted."
The Lord had said in the beginning, everything is free. Except that apple, it leads to sin, and leave that apple be. But Eve got tempted till she tried it, and as chicks can do, she teased that man till he decided he'd just try some too. He had to eat
forbidden fruit
because it's sweet.
Forbidden fruit,
it's quite a treat.
Forbidden fruit.
Go ahead and taste it, you don't want to waste it.
I hate to tell you all what followed. The Lord was most upset. He saw them making love and he hollered, "What have you to eat?" And when they made a full confession, the Lord said, "Well, I see. I'll just have to teach a lesson about not minding me. Go on and eat
forbidden fruit.
It's mighty sweet.
Forbidden fruit.
It's quite a treat.
Forbidden fruit.
You all went and did it. Now you're gonna get it." The Lord made Eve the Adam's madam, have some kids and all. He laid some labor laws on old Adam, and he made that snake to crawl. And ever since the days of Eden, this world's been sinful, my. Nowadays, folks are even eating apples in their pie. Go on and eat
forbidden fruit.
It's mighty sweet.
Forbidden fruit.
It's quite a treat.
Forbidden fruit.
Go ahead and taste it. You don't want to waste it. Go ahead and bite it. Bet you'll be delighted.
You all went and did it. Now you're gonna get it.
Forbidden fruit.
A forbidden fruit.